Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
There is one change. You can remove the approval of the minutes from February 9th, 2017.
All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
We move and second to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is old business. We have three items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 2065, Keith Properties Incorporated.
Commissioners, before you act on this, just a little bit of an update. Between the hearing and now, I think there was a recollection that you all deferred, went back and looked at ordinance, the prior ordinance 2184, which was the winery conditional use, just to make sure that we wouldn't do anything that was inconsistent. So I think you have something in front of you that'll be consistent with the prior conditional use.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2065 for Keith Properties Incorporated for a craft distillery based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. This application is for property that is zoned B1 and there are currently commercial uses and buildings on the property. In addition, the site is approved with a prior conditional use for a winery or store under conditional use 1873 and ordinance number 2184. Under these circumstances, a distillery is appropriate for the site. The use of a craft distillery is also approved and regulated by the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission, and there are limitations on the volume of distilled spirits manufactured on the property. The use will be entirely within the space formerly occupied by the winery, and it will use much of the equipment previously associated with the winery. As a result, there will not be any material change from the use that currently exists on the property. The applicant has stated that the use will not generate a significant amount of truck deliveries to or from the site. There will not be any more deliveries than would occur for a permitted use under B1 zoning of the site. This use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties, roadways, or surrounding properties. And this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to a craft distillery as regulated by the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Signage shall be in accordance with the sign regulations that exist for the underlying B1 district. All state and federal regulatory requirements will be met. The applicant shall comply with all requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department regarding any discharged wastewater in a county sewer system. Council should confirm with the applicant whether this conditional use is intended to replace conditional use number 1873 and ordinance number 2184. If so, part of council's approval of this conditional use should be the cancellation of the prior one. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
The move is seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2065, Keith Properties Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, just on that, let the record show that
I am not voting.
Indeed. In fact, let me take a moment right here and introduce the newest member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, Kim Stevenson. Kim comes to us from the Milford area. She's no stranger to the land use process, having had a considerable amount of experience at the municipal level, and we're very pleased and delighted to have you with us for the land use plan and for at least 3 years to come. So
thank you.
Welcome. And let the record show that she did not vote on conditional use number 2065 because she was not a member of the commission at the time the hearing was held. Our next item is change of zone number 1812, Oxford Chase Development Corporation, care of Howard Crossan.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of change in zone 1512 for Oxford Chase Development Corp. for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this site is along Route 9 next to a lighted intersection with Fisher Road. This is an appropriate location for CR1 zoning. Two, The site is the extension of a triangular area of land that has existing commercial zoning with several commercial uses. The land is confined by existing borders of Route 9, Fisher Road, and railroad tracks. While this unique location along Route 9 supports commercial zoning, this recommendation should not be considered as an endorsement of commercial zoning everywhere on Route 9. 3. The rezoning to CR1 in this location will not have an adverse impact upon adjacent roads, properties, community facilities, or the neighborhood in general. 4. The rezoning to CR1 will allow the property to be developed in a way that will benefit the nearby residents of Harbison, Cool Spring, and other nearby communities at a location that is appropriate for such future commercial uses. 5. The applicant has stated that the site will be served by Artesian Water Company, which will provide adequate water and wastewater treatment for any future development of the site. 6. The rezoning meets the purpose of the zoning code in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 7. The rezoning is in compliance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which states that CR1 zoning is one of several appropriate zoning classifications for this location. 8. No parties appeared in opposition to this application.
Before you act on the motion, when I prepared this at Mr. Hopkins' request, I realized there's a typo. It's change in zone 1812. I think the motion that I prepared, he read, said 1512, just so everybody's clear that the number should be 1812.
1812.
Sorry, Mr. Hopkins.
All right, then.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1812, Oxford Chase Development Corporation, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. And once again, Ms. Stevenson not voting. Our next item is change of zone number 1813, Delaware Animal Products, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of change in zone 1813 for Delaware Animal Products, LLC, for a change in zone from LI1 to LI2, based upon the record made during the public hearings, and for the following reasons. 1. While that property is the subject of this application is currently zoned LI1, there is an important distinction between the purposes of the LI1 zone and the proposed LI2 zone. In the case of LI1, the code states that, quote, all uses shall be conducted within a completely enclosed building with no open storage of raw, in-process, or finished material, end of quote. And the uses should occur, quote, in modern landscape buildings, end of quote. In contrast, LI2 permits open manufacture and storage of materials, and there is no requirement that the uses or manufacturing must occur within a structure. 2, this property is adjacent to agricultural uses, including an orchard that has been in existence for decades. In addition, there was testimony in the record that at least 2 residents are within very close proximity to the proposed LI2 use. 3, the applicant is currently operating a use that would be permitted under the LI2 zoning on the site. This use is an outdoor operation that, quote, reprocesses wood into mulch and fine mulch for animal bedding, end of quote. 4, there was testimony from residents that this operation currently is extremely loud to the point where it prohibits their peaceful and quiet enjoyment of their properties. The use can be clearly heard and the vibrations felt both inside and outside of their homes. 5, if the rezoned to LI2, the following are examples of outside uses that could occur on the property besides the use proposed by the applicant: aluminum extrusion, fabricating and forming, machinery manufacture and machine shops, manufactured home and modular home manufacturing, metal products manufacturing, pulp goods pressed or molded, radiator repair, cleaning, flushing, and other wood product manufacturing. Under the current LI1 zoning, the potential uses are much more limited, and again, all the permitted uses must occur within an enclosed building. Because the LI1 uses are more limited and must occur within a structure, they are much more compatible and with the surrounding agricultural and residential uses. 7, based on the testimony in the record from several nearby residents and property owners, the proposed rezoning to LI2 will have an adverse effect on neighboring properties and the community. 8, there was testimony in the record that the applicant's proposed use, which is currently occurring on the property, will have an adverse impact on his orchard crop through dust, noise, and vibrations. I believe that these concerns would also extend to other outside uses permitted on the site if it is rezoned to LI2. 9, there are other more appropriate locations for the applicant's proposed use and possible future LI2 rezoning that would not have impact on existing residences or agriculture uses. And 10, for all these reasons, it is my recommendation that this rezoning application be denied.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1813, Delaware Animal Products, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Let the record show the motion carried 4-0, with Ms. Stevenson not voting because she did not participate in the public hearing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County during its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first public hearing.